This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi, how are you anyway?
Me. I want to thank someone, an unexpected angel.
Really?
Yes. I received a sympathy card about the passing of my father.
Yes.
Personal.
Mm-hmm.
In sympathy.
Yes.
My condolences on the loss of your dad. Mm-hmm. We need to catch up sometime. Best wishes, Morris Jones!
Mojo!
Morris Jones!
Oh, I remember when Mojo was in here with his red turtleneck. Was it two Christmases ago? Well, it's the Christmas season. We must have him back.
We must catch up. Yes. Oh, yes, you're so right.
An afternoon with Mojo.
I'm sure he's very busy.
Thank you for the card. Morris Jones, always with the business card as well.
What's he doing now? Is he still on the TV?
Sure.
Chief correspondent.
Uh-huh.
Sinclair Broadcasting.
He's still with Sinclair Broadcasting.
Very good.
That's very good for him.
So anyway, I'm not going to make today's show a downer, even though, the crap of the day, everybody goes through with that. Let's start today by focusing on the good times. Not just with that, but just in general.
Good times.
Anytime you meet a payment.
Good times.
Anytime you need a friend.
Yeah.
Good times.
Anytime you're out from under, not getting hassled, not getting hustled.
Right on.
Keeping your head above water. Making a wave when you can.
Oh, I love it.
Temporary layoffs.
Tell me.
Good times.
Easy credit ripoffs.
Good times.
Scratching and surviving.
Yeah. Good times.
Wow.
Hey, we got good times.
In a chow line.
See how they do the big finish.
Ain't we got them good times?
Aren't we lucky we have them? Good times!
Damn!
You know, and I suddenly think of Robert Goulet.
Yes.
Oh, my.
He's back.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, what we need to say hello.
Hello!
Well, hi there.
Oh, hi there.
Oh, you like this one a lot?
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
That tape is awesome.
Awesome!
That was funny.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry.
That was funny.
That was funny.
I didn't ask you poop.
That was funny.
That was funny.
You a moron. Now you
won't look in my direction. That was funny too.
Well, as a moron.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry.
How about Rachel Ray? Let's check in with Rachel Ray and her olives.
Rachel Ray here, just topping off my holiday deviled ham dip with a little sliced olives.
That was funny.
I didn't ask you poop.
All right, this would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it, Jesus style.
Turn it on, Buzz.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel?
Yeah.
Right? The ultimate CEO? Biggest celebrity of them all? Who's down with G-O-D?
I am Hemorrhoid!
Thank you.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
What do we hear?
Well, what have we here?
It's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's...
Hey, where are our names?
That is a malfunction.
What happened to Ed? There he is. He's been caroling.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's
Welcome.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry.
Don and Mike show. And, hey, poop Thursday. It's Poopy Thursday.
Yes, we're delighted. Welcome back.
I didn't ask you. You poop.
Welcome back to the
thank you
bosom of our family.
SHI Thursday. Mm-hmm. You know, spells a bad word. Phone number same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636. Thank you all for holding down the fort the last couple of days.
Our pleasure.
Certainly.
You know, I am really at a loss as to how to talk, and I'm going to keep this very brief, about Sam, because I've talked about him over the years, and he's dead, and he passed away on Monday, and I spent a couple of days, my brother and I, and there are stories.
Mm-hmm.
There are stories, the type that I would have come back with before, and probably would have spent, we could have gone on for 2 hours
right
today, really, with some of the tales, seriously, of a family gone mad.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit me at some point, this is why I'm getting off this merry-go-round, that at least as far as coming on and laying everything out every single day, there are some things that I think need to be kept quiet, and I feel the need for privacy now, because I believe in Jesus, I believe in God. Jesus says to forgive, and I have forgiven this man for more things than I ever talked about on the radio, and even a couple of little nuances that he had after the fact,
mm-hmm.
while he was gone.
Right.
With all of that, I'm past the anger. I'm past the wanting to come back and say, boy, this is going to make for 2 hours of great radio.
Right.
Well, it would, but it would at a cost to me, and I don't have the emotional stake in it now, and I'm happy about that because I have forgiven him. I love him, good, bad, and different. He was my father. And that's it. So end of pep talk, end of eulogy.
Good for you.
Pretty much that's it.
Good. Welcome I'm glad back. To hear that. And sounds like you're in a peaceful spot, and that's a good place to be. And really, good for you. It is tough. It does take a toll. Welcome. You're absolutely right.
Welcome home.
You know, and it's hard for some people to understand, because I've talked about my dysfunctional family over the years.
Right.
And, you know, maybe some of you were expecting to tune in today to hear a great story. And like I said, I do have some stories that normally I think, yeah, hey, this would be great for the radio. Well, no, just not this time.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Not this time.
That's valid.
Makes sense.
My apologies. And it's mainly because I don't have an axe to grind
mm-hmm.
with this guy anymore.
Good.
The main sadness that I feel is that I always believed that as long as he was alive, there was a chance, at least, not for reconciliation, but a chance to have questions answered and things out in the open, and that time is gone.
Right.
And now that that's gone, a lot of the anger is gone, mm-hmm. Because even though I had talked about this guy for a certain way on the radio and certainly off the radio to a much larger extent, you know, I always held out hope that if, no matter what I said on the radio or in real life, if he ever would have picked up the phone, sent a note, I would have been there.
That's what you had always said to me, that you were always kind of standing by, right, and waiting. And it sounds to me like you're accepting the reality of the situation, and that's the reality of it.
Excuse me.
Almost, I hate the overused expression. It is what it is, but
and that is really the truth.
But that is the way you have to handle that.
Anyway, that's it. So, I forgive him, and as somebody very wise said to me yesterday, Janet said, "When you think about everything, no matter what you think, when he gets up there, one of the first people waiting in line is going to be Frieda." And
she certainly was running point on that for a long time. I remember those days.
And Jan sure as hell was right about that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very weird couple of days. You know, and everybody lives for their father to be proud of them,
sure,
or want them to be a part of their lives. And I didn't have that. Woe is me. You know,
I think all of us understand what you have dealt with, and what I'd be lying if I didn't say your name hadn't come up, and that you know I wasn't talking about your situation. And you know what, the one thing I would tell you is you took what I believe was a very difficult situation, and you made damn sure that the situation with your own son wasn't going to be that way. Mm-hmm. And you've said that, you've made reference you've referenced that a couple of times on the air, and I think you look at that and you learn from the mistakes of others, and you have a better relationship with your son because of it.
I'm very pleased about that. You're right.
And now with your daughter.
And my grandkids. I mean, everything is cool. I wish things would have been cool with them, but they weren't. And no matter what you say, death sucks. And it's just, you're just going to have to give me a second to get my motor going here today.
Sure. You have certainly had enough of it in your life. Enough for a lot of people in a very short period of time.
I don't want to be a martyr. I mean, I thought about that as well. He's like, oh, God, is he going to go at this again? Oh, my wife died. Oh, I had a stalker threaten my life, and I had to go to court, and he's in jail now, and my life was upset. And now my dad has died, and all of this in 2 years. Well, there are people who go through a hell of a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
They really do.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're right. Absolutely. And that's the way everybody should look at life.
Yeah.
No matter what the circumstances you're dealing with, there are other people that have it a hell of a lot worse.
Good or bad.
I mean, I'm at least proud of myself that I faced whatever it was. It was bad. And I'm also proud to be 100% for my soul. I'm glad I'm here today. I'm glad that I didn't take this opportunity. I don't think it didn't pass through my mind. It's not an idle threat because everybody knows my situation. But I did reach that point, like on Tuesday, where it was just like, oh my effing God, how much? Yeah. How much of this now? Mm-hmm. Okay, then take one day off work, take 2 days off work. I don't know. Go back, talk about it on the air. Don't talk about it on the air. That's when I was having these thoughts like, you know, again, the radio show is controlling my life. And then I became very calm. Once I decided, I just forgive him. And I don't have to trade personal stories, that are funny, but really just bust my heart to say, and I could say them in a way that would almost think you're watching Curb Your Enthusiasm or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, because really some of the situations were so ridiculous.
Right.
But the
over
point
the
is,
top, right?
Yeah, but the point is now, to discuss them now would be disparaging the dead, and he's dead, and there's never going to be a chance for us to have any type of a relationship.
Right.
So be it. And death sucks. Anybody out there knows it. I would imagine even the parents, the kids of parents that horribly abuse them, at some point you're conflicted, and that was not my case, but you're conflicted because you're thinking, on one hand, I'm glad it's over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the other hand, I'm sad. Gee, there were good times,
mm-hmm, of course,
but my God, there were so many more bad times,
right,
than good times. And I found myself over the last couple of days vacillating. You know, either being very sad, or like sitting around and all of a sudden going, "Whew, this is like the weight of the world off my shoulders."
Right.
And it is a weird, weird feeling. So bear with me. And that's it.
And you know what? A person told me a long time ago, and I do believe it. I truly believe it. I think forgiveness of any kind is the single most powerful thing. True. It's in a lot of religions. I don't care what your religion is, you know, how you look at the man upstairs, whatever it is. Forgiveness lifts a lot of weight off you. And you know what? It is very, very reasonable to forgive someone who is not around anymore.
Right.
And that counts. That counts, too. It counts for you. And I think that it makes you stronger. That's just my opinion.
Oh, thanks, Mike. I don't know. It's a weird place to be in, Cats.
Sure.
It's weird to come come in, and everyone else. Everyone else, as always, and anyone who's been through any kind of crap like this. I mean, I felt this way to a lesser extent, you know, when my dog died. Mm-hmm. It's like, but this is magnified, obviously, 1,000 times. My father.
So many issues involved.
You realize that everybody else in the world has lives, and they continue to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Everything continues to roll, like coming into work today.
Yep.
I mean, normally I come in and I say to everybody, hey there, boy! And I mean, we yell and we scream, and it's reserved today.
Sure.
And it's reserved because I'm the one that's coming in into this weird situation, and everybody else here, with no offense, everybody's wonderful. You guys are like my family. But because it's not you, just like I react when something bad happens to someone else, you feel empathy for them.
Sure.
But then you're able to go home at the end of the day.
That can only go to to a point.
Right.
I guess what I'm saying is it's a weird slap in the face that this is not like coming back necessarily to a Joe job where you could sit down at your desk and, you know, like people would give you space. Not that I need space. It's
right,
just
right.
It's weird to come in and go, okay, I was just through 2 days of hell. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to do my own.
Well, beyond that.
What about the vagina?
Beyond that, it's also not a regular broadcasting job.
Right.
It is the most open job. Even, you know, for those of us that don't lay it all out there, we still lay it out there a little bit. You lay it out there like a filleted haddock, you know, and you have in the past. And that, I think you're self-aware enough to know that takes its toll. And I applaud it. I applaud the fact that you say that. I'm not sitting here going, man, I really think you should be. Well, boy, tell us, you know, purge yourself or tell us. And keeping it private, you know what? I think what you're doing is you're, even though, you know, with what you've said in the past and everybody that's listened to what you've said in the past and heard what you've gone through, you know, a lot of people might think you would be justified in doing that. But what you've chosen to do is to respect your father. And who can't applaud that?
Everybody respects
him. And I mean that from my heart. I forgive him.
Yep.
And like I said, there's stuff that I've not said. I forgive him for all of it. I truly do. And that makes me, and then that makes me sad. What a weird joining of feelings that, you know.
Yeah, I know why it makes you sad, too, because it makes you sad because he's not here.
Yeah.
And that's, but it's still, it's what you got, and it's what you can do, and you're doing what I think you should do. I applaud you for it.
I'm happy that I'm not all upside down and coming in ready to tear the building down or, you know, rip someone a new a-hole today or, you know, any of those crazy thoughts.
Well, you know, if I can just say this to you, I had one conversation, very brief, and you know, you don't sometimes you and I talk to each other in depth, sometimes we don't, and we respect each other's privacy. But the fact is, you know, I've seen you go through an awful lot, and I felt for you, believe it or not, I felt for you more than even when your wife passed away because of just the circumstances that you had to go down and confront this situation. And it was difficult to do. And I think where you are at this point, you've come to a good spot. You've come to a good place with it. And that's, we all have to do that. And, you know, the fact is we do fool around here and people should know that we play a little act. We're on stage, even off air, around each other around here. And it's, you know, and sometimes that can be goddamn exhausting, too.
Yeah.
You know, and it really is. I think everybody certainly respects your attitude towards this. I think it's something that, you know, that anybody can take away that might be in a situation where you want to lash out, where you want to punish, where you want to say, hey, I want that pound of flesh. And they hear what you're saying and they say, you know, maybe that isn't where I need to be.
And I had the opportunity.
Right.
And
right.
I'm proud of myself at this point in my life that when the opportunities came to do that, that I didn't. That
right.
I just, you know, what the hell? You know, Buzz, really, I want to thank Jesus for helping me through this.
I understand.
And I'm not busting your balls about this.
I wouldn't bust yours, of course.
But I am quite serious about that. I don't mean it'll be like one of those athletes going, you know.
No.
Because I don't think that God takes the time to look at each of us individually. But I know that something happened to me over the last couple of days to change my attitude towards this man and everything that happened. And it certainly was not that he died suddenly. He died suddenly to me because I am so freaking out of the loop. But
right.
I had known that he was ill. My last conversation with him was when I called to the hospital, I guess it was 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and he wouldn't take the call, mm-hmm. and then finally took it and said, don't come near me, and hung up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last thing that I have with my dad,
mm-hmm.
and that's part of the reason that I'm forgiving him, because I've got to think that's not really, despite the bastard that he was in so many ways, I would hate to think that he's that evil.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I forgive him. I'm going to try to see the good. You know, one reason I am where I am is because he constantly doubted me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah, that bastard.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's all. Can we take a break, and then I'll pull myself together?
Absolutely.
And we'll just move on with the show.
All right.
Okay.
Welcome back, and we certainly notice you're back with that symphony in gold that you're wearing right there. It's the loudest Packers jersey. Not jersey. It's a pullover that I've ever seen in my life.
Well, Mike, you know, they say on a cloudy day, when you got to watch out for the leaves. Watch out for the leaves, everybody.
On a cloudy day. Right. On a cloudy day, wear a bright color.
That's on a cloudy day, when you're feeling down, put on something bright yellow.
Sunshine.
Well, I say this as we do go to break, as you sit here, just know that you will now, for the next few hours, be surrounded by all of us jolly asses.
Idiots, yes.
The jolly asses are here for you.
Welcome home.
Fear not. Yes. The ass in back of you, the ass in the studio over there, and the teeth-brushing ass that's in the very back room over
that?
There.
Joe,
yes, Joe.
What about Joe brushing his teeth?
Joe, yesterday, since the team leader was not here, chose to, take what, Rob, the last 5-10 minutes of the show off and brush his teeth?
Yeah.
It was fascinating. And he brushes his teeth upstairs, where, to my knowledge, there's no water.
No water.
There's no water.
There's no water,
no
yeah.
sink, no water, and just a tube of toothpaste on the desk upstairs.
And beer.
That's all. Otherwise, nothing much happened.
Nothing else new?
Nothing new at all. We're here to blaze new trails.
All right. Well, let's maybe take a call.
Okay.
Maybe I can turn it around right here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hey.
Mr. Soros, I want to compliment you. That is the most wonderful way to deal with things in the entire world. And well done. I saw my brother do the same thing about my stepfather when my mother died, and my stepbrother was treated like crap. He was known as cracker ass by my stepfather all the time. And yet, when my mom was dying, my brother stepped into that house, found a bad water heater, which we got replaced for him, put up grab bars so he could get in and out of his shower. And I saw my brother in a whole new light, and I'm seeing you in a whole new light, and I compliment you, sir.
I certainly
it's wonderful.
Sad for that.
Okay,
I'm
that's
sad
it.
Sad for
any
that.
Recovery period, the recovery period has happened. No doubt about
Listen,
that.
Ass, if you really,
you
cared.
Know, I'm sitting here listening to this guy talk to you, and I'm trying real hard to go, "Hey, he's on your side." He said, and I just could not help but get bored with that.
No,
story.
You know, the only person that really cares. And I'm sorry, I'll say that in front of everybody now. Morris Jones, Morris Jones from Sinclair Broadcasting.
You know, we've always said about Mojo, he's a giver. He's a giver, Don. That's what he is. He's a giver. He gives till it hurts.
I got to tell you. When I got the news, that's the first thing I thought.
Yeah.
What's Mojo's number on my speed dial?
Yes. Mojo Morris Jones. And if he comes here, again, he's got to wear the red turtleneck.
Hello. Yeah. Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Good, man. Hey, Will Thomas was over the top last night on his broadcast at 10 o'clock.
Hold on one moment. Let me see if I can scoop you here. Are you going to talk about the extremely feminine scarf that he was wearing?
Even though
it was 65 degrees while he was doing the stand-up.
Lower corner at 61 degrees, he's out there doing a snowplow report outside in a scarf.
So he didn't have, like, a man scarf on, huh?
It was lovely.
No, it was. Yeah, you're right. It was described to me as a what could have been a woman's Burberry.
A shawl. He was wearing a shawl.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, the setup. Hold on there on the phone a second. The setup was something like, and the winds are changing, even though it's 60 now, it'll be 40 tomorrow. Let's go outside to Will Thomas. And right on the screen, it says 61, 65 degrees.
It was balmy last night.
Yeah.
Balmy.
Balmy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. There he was with his shawl.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Grasshopper.
Yeah. You have learned the most important lesson in life. Sometimes it's better to be kind than to be right. I applaud you, Don. I love you, bro. I love your show.
Thank you, but my
stepfather passed away 2 months ago, and I have nothing to say about it other than it's okay. Right on, dude. Love the show.
Thank you, my friend. I will not afford you callers that same decency, though.
That cannot be done.
That would be crazy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey. I know you're feeling down. I was going to suggest a segment of Make Don Laugh.
I got news for you today.
Right out of the chute.
Yeah, today, really? Good luck. Good luck. Although I'll tell you one thing that really snapped me out. God damn, if that last 10 minutes of that Larry David show was not maybe the funniest 10 minutes ever on that show.
Pretty good. Right?
Maybe it's just because I was ready to laugh.
I have a tie vote. I have to go check it out. It is pretty strong.
They fool you.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say? I've always said this myself. I've said that laughter is the best medicine.
Don't pull your shirt up. Please don't. Please don't pull your shirt up.
It's going down. The swelling is going down
it's
now.
It's shrinking.
Pull your shirt back down.
Something is underneath here.
How's your pain?
Huh? It's all right.
Still there.
Don't burden him with that.
Okay, Rob?
What pain? No,
nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
What pain?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
You can quote me on this. Death is a great diet.
Thank you.
I don't think I've eaten anything.
Thank you, Sahib.
For almost 3 days.
Wow. I thought you meant for the deceased.
No, I feel, yeah, well, for them too.
You obviously haven't been around many Irish deaths. We pig out.
So what's wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't know. They haven't told me.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Mike could have picked a better choice of words there than pound of fudge. But poor Rob A. about to go to the knife. He could have came up with a better explanation of that.
Well, thank you, Garrison Keillor. I'll take your advice anytime you have it again.
Mike, you could have came up with.
I could have came up with something unexpected.
Hello, Don and Mike. Show.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hi there.
I'm calling from South Florida, and I am so grateful you guys are on my air because there's literally nothing else to listen to in this town. And I won't go into a long-winded thing, but that was about as good as 20 or 30 minutes of radio as I've heard in a long time. And I hope you'll get past this. And if there's any justice at all right now, your daddy's having a talk with Brett Favre's daddy, and he's explaining how things ought to be.
I'm sure. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Very good.
Thank you. Very hard. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, I'm Irish.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you, my condolences for your passing of your father.
Well, thank you. It's nice to hear from so many kinfolk.
Okay. Well,
may I return condolences to the caller?
Yes.
My condolences on the loss of your teeth.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah.
This is Kevin from Wichita. Hey, you want to talk to the woman?
Oh, God. Oh,
is this the drunk guy?
This is the drunk guy from
That's
Wichita.
It.
The couple.
Let's talk to the woman. Here she is.
They do drywalling, we found out.
Mm-hmm.
When did you find
Hi,
out?
Hi, babies. How y'all doing?
Oh, you're back to being loaded today.
Hey, listen. I have to say something.
No.
Okay?
No.
Yesterday... And the peas and the fat and skinny women. Okay, I just need to say, you know, that had to do with age. And the thing about the peas is
blotto.
Okay, the peas with corn.
Yes,
okay,
darling.
She is as blottoed as I have ever heard her.
Peas and corn. What is she talking about?
I had no idea.
Rob's.
That's what made it so charming. So infectious.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I just want to try and lighten the mood and let Rob A. know that there's a study that connects Alzheimer's with vasectomy, so you might want to do a little bit more homework there.
You know, I meant to look that up, but meow, I keep forgetting.
Is that all you got for her?
She's a whore.
That's better.
Wow.
Don and Mike Show.
Where
Hello.
Were you there?
What was going on
hey,
there?
Hey, Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is probably as much help to me as it is to you. I don't know how much help it'd be to you, but, you know, you were talking earlier about venting and people have it worse than what you've gone through and all that to help relieve what you've experienced.
I'll tell you what really is bad is when you pour your soul out on the radio and then the dumbass calling doesn't know which guy he's talking to.
Yeah, why don't you just collect yourself and get a clue? Call back in aught 10.
Well, let me say this.
No.
I lost my son a year and a half ago. I lost my brother Christmas Eve this past Christmas. Mm-hmm. I lost my father in September of this year and two aunts in the in-between time. And I know how it is to deal with all that. And it takes a long time to get over all that.
Well, listen, what is your first name?
Dennis.
All right, Michael, thank you for the call.
Sam, we appreciate it.
There he goes.
I guess he was offended because we didn't get his name right.
Oh, well, I think he was just confused.
You know, even in death, we tire of the bios.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi there.
Dr. Phil.
Oh, soundboard guy. It's another dream come true.
Just in time.
Hi, Dr. Phil.
So how are you doing overall?
Okay. Oh, you know what? I'll play along with this one. I'm kind of down, but I'm working through it.
Are you mad?
No, as I mentioned, I'm not mad.
Really?
Yeah, I think I outlined that in the opening of the show.
Okay.
This is good so far.
Right?
Are you feeling good?
You know, I'm halfway there.
What are the things that you're most ashamed of?
Probably the callers on our show.
What is the problem?
Retardation.
Do you understand at all what I'm saying?
Do you understand what I'm saying? I think most of the people that call this show are in some way mentally unbalanced.
Remember what I said.
What did you say?
You got to grow up.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Are you nuts?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Am I here?
No.
This is a big deal.
Sure is, Phil.
This is a good one.
You're not the Fred. Yeah. You're not the Fred Rogers guy, are you?
No.
Yeah, because good. Don hasn't had anything to eat in a few days, and he's powerful hungry.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have anything to eat?
You have any food handy?
No.
Oh, you know what? It's not him.
Bye.
There he goes.
Okay.
Everybody that is on a soundboard should have some popcorn.
A pretender to the throne.
That's
hello,
right.
Don and Mike show.
Hi. I got a question for Don. With your history of family gatherings, were you able to tap any of your aunts?
Why are you talking like this? Do you some things or just hang up?
Uh-huh. Nobody likes a Charlie in the box.
Wow.
Yeah, I banged all my aunts. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'd like to tell you guys, I just made up with my dad about a month ago, and you got the biggest balls in the world. Because you forgive your dad, and that's what life's all about, forgiveness. And I'd like to thank you for that.
Thank you. And I forgive you for this call.
Thank you.
Do you forgive all the callers?
No.
No,
I can't do that. I mean, we have our limits.
The Dr. Phil guy was good.
Yeah, he was very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Hi. How do you think? Hi there.
Well, listen, I just want to let you know what you said on the radio was great. I really haven't heard much of the show. I'm fairly new to it, but that was great. You know, I really admire your forgiveness.
I really do appreciate it, but the point, it gets to a point when it almost then appears to be self-serving.
Yeah, I mean, people are calling. They're sincere, but, you know, we got
I appreciate it. Thank you, but you
ever
know,
forward,
but piss off. Now let's do this. And we'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.